Morning to you, the Map Man. Each year in Australia, 38,000 people are reported missing. That's one person every 12 minutes who simply disappears, which is quite amazing. Most of them are found alive and well within days, but a small percentage remain missing more than 3 months later. It is National Missing Persons Week this week, and we've got Trish Halligan, AFP's National Missing Persons Coordination Centre Team Leader. Very good morning to you, Trish. How are you?
Good, thanks, Matt. How are you?
Great to catch up with you. Thank you for joining us here this morning. So, National Missing Persons Week. I can't believe these statistics. It's quite extraordinary, not to mention very depressing, isn't it?
No, exactly right. I don't think the community really understand how many people actually do go missing each year and keeps the police certainly busy looking for them.
So National Missing Persons Week this week, which is happening right up to the 11th of August, but I think it's a continuation. I mean, it's one of those things that we have to be aware of each and every year, right throughout the year, 12 months of the year. What can you tell us? How can people get involved with National Missing Persons Week?
Well, this year we're actually marking the 30th anniversary of National Missing Persons Week by sharing a short film to give Australians an insight into what it's like to have a loved one go missing long term. So we'd really love for people to go onto the National Missing Persons Coordination Facebook page and actually have a look. We'd love them to share it, like it, really get behind it, as well as we've also got our profiles on the public register, which can be found at missingpersons.gov.au. That would be great as well. And also, if anyone had some information about the whereabouts of a missing person, it'd be great if they could contact Crime Stoppers and pass that information across so these people can be reunited with their families.
Now, you mentioned the 30th anniversary of National Missing Persons Week and the 30 profiles of long-term missing persons. Everyday Aussies are the eyes and ears of the police, as we know, working to find thousands of people who go missing each and every year. So look at the photos, read the stories, and obviously share the video via their Facebook page. That's the way to go, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it really does. We're really trying to focus on the families that are left behind and the struggle they go through on a day-to-day basis when someone that they love is not with them anymore.
Any idea why we got so many missing people? I mean, what happens?
Well, really, at the end of the day, I think there are a lot of people out there that are struggling, whether it's, with their work life, home life, relationships. For whatever reason, they are struggling and suffering, and they don't realise that there are support services out there that can assist them. They feel the only option is to leave the situation, and that's how they become missing. But we really want them to understand that there are support mechanisms out there that can help them with their problems, and they don't need to run away.
So if someone happens to spot a missing person that's registered, what do they do? What's the process?
So the easiest and the best thing for them to do is to jump onto Crime Stoppers at 1-800-333-000 and pass that information to them, where they saw them, if they know for sure that was definitely them, or if it was just, they thought that they were familiar or they looked like the image that they saw. But that will go straight to police and they can certainly investigate whether that was the missing person.
National Missing Persons Week, as we know, is held in the first week of August each and every year. So if you have any information about a missing person, make sure you contact Crime Stoppers on that number, 1-800-333-000. Make sure you check out the video, the 30 profiles of long-term missing persons. Trish Halligan, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me on the program.
There we go. That is the AFP National Missing Persons Coordination Centre Team Leader, Trish Halligan, on Triple M.